This is AgriPulse Drive Time, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of agriculture. Learn more at fb.org. Good Thursday afternoon, I'm Hannah Pagel. Grizzly bears could soon return to the North Cascades in Washington State under a plan proposed by the National Park Service and Fish and Wildlife Service. 3 to 7 bears would be introduced in the forest over the next 5 to 10 years. The initial goal is a population of 25 bears, eventually growing to 200 bears. Grizzly populations in the lower 48 states were listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act in 1975. The agency's environmental impact statement outlining the plan says there is no confirmed evidence of grizzly bears in the area targeted for introduction. Speaking to the Ag Information Network, Representative Dan Newhouse says it's not a huge surprise grizzly bears may be reintroduced to the area.
I could say a lot of things about this, but I'm disappointed that the agency is on a track moving forward to bring in grizzly bears to the North Cascades when it's obvious, and it's very clear that the vast majority of the residents of North Central Washington don't think that this is a good idea.
Newhouse says Congress is looking at its options.
I think the agency is ignoring the voice of the people that are going to have to live with the grizzly bears and deal with them on a daily basis. You know, this is purely an agency decision, not something that Congress is approving. And so we'll see through the appropriation process, perhaps, if there's some opportunities that we can either slow it down or cause them to make a different decision.
Noah Wicks dives deeper into the proposal in his coverage on AgriPulse.com. April 1st was the post-hearing deadline for the interested parties to submit briefs to USDA on modernization of the federal milk marketing order. Danny Munch is an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation. He shares an update on where the modernization process currently stands.
There are still a few other steps in the process. USDA now has 90 days to review all of the post-hearing briefs that were submitted on April 1st, and they will publish a proposed recommended decision to the Federal Register. Once that occurs, they can comment on the recommended rule. USDA will use those comments to make a final recommended rule, and then a referendum of farmers will be organized to vote on whether to accept or reject those changes.
Farm Bureau joined the National Farmers Union in sending a letter to USDA, urging the department to push pause on updating make allowances.
Make allowances represent the cost and a credit to processors to convert raw milk into further processed dairy products like cheese and butter. They are part of the milk pricing formula, and any increase to the make allowances lowers dairy farmers' checks. Currently, there are some stakeholders in the hearing process that are pushing for make allowances to be increased based on voluntary surveys, so they don't represent all processors out in the industry. And our letter is basically saying the USDA should not increase make allowances until we have a mandatory survey that includes all processors.
Munch says it's important for Farm Bureau and the National Farmers Union to work together on this issue.
At the end of this process, dairy farmers are the ones who ultimately vote on whether or not to accept or reject those changes. They're the only one of those stakeholders that vote on changes to federal orders. So combined, AFPF and NFU represent a consensus of those dairy farmers and really the interests that USDA should be most considering as they craft any of their proposed decisions.
And now AgriPulse's Jeff Nally has an update on the WIC program.
Hannah, this week's open mic guest is Georgia Michelle, the interim president and CEO of the National WIC Association. As the WIC program celebrates its 50th year, Michelle says there are still too many hungry women, infants, and children.
This is the wealthiest nation in the world, and we're still seeing families who don't know where their next meal is coming from, which is horrific. WIC serves almost 7 million women, infants, and children across the U.S. and is working with other community organizations to really think about how we create a safety net for families to help them feel confident that they're going to know where they can access food.
The WIC program receives some additional resources this year. Michelle says they are grateful.
Now, here's a word from our sponsor.
It's time for a new farm bill. America's farmers, ranchers, and families are counting on it. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill.
That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. Reporting in Washington, I'm Hannah Pagel.